Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking into something pretty interesting, often overlooked, the startup accelerator scene in Iran.
Yeah, it's quite vibrant. We've sifted through quite a bit of material on their innovation ecosystem.
And our mission really is to give you a snapshot of where things stand now, how these accelerators work, especially with, you know, the unique economic and geopolitical situation they're in. Some surprising stuff in there.
Absolutely. I mean, the first thing that really hits you is just the sheer number. Our sources point to around 162 accelerators back in late 2021.
162. Wow.
And that momentum seems to be continuing into 2025. So it's not just a minor thing. They're genuinely a core part of the country's whole entrepreneurial setup. Way more than you might guess.
That's a lot. So beyond just the quantity, what really defines them? What's a key characteristic?
Well, something that really stood out was the specialization. It seems about, what, 69%?
Yeah.
Almost 70% aren't just general purpose accelerants.
So they focus.
Yeah. They focus hard on specific industries. You see sectors like agriculture, water, ecotourism popping up, smart city solutions too, sustainable energy, environment.
And fintech. I remember seeing that mentioned quite a bit.
Oh, definitely fintech. It's a big one. And this specialization, it isn't random, right? It looks like a really strategic response.
To their own needs, you mean?
Exactly. Like, Iran has significant water challenges, so it makes perfect sense you'd see accelerators pushing innovation in agriculture and water tech. It's like turning a national problem into an opportunity for entrepreneurs.
Okay, so they're specialized. How do they actually operate then? What's the structure like on the ground?
Well, the sources suggest they're pretty agile. Something like 90% are linked to the private sector.
Which helps with being nimble, I suppose.
Right, market-driven. And geographically, they tend to gather where you'd expect major cities, especially Tehran, where the resources and talent are. Though they are spread across roughly 13 provinces.
And what kind of support do they actually give these startups?
It's the usual mix, but important nonetheless. Seed funding, obviously. Intensive mentorship is a big piece. Access to co-working spaces, networking.
Any specifics on the funding?
Yeah, one example mentioned was Avatech. They apparently offered something like $8,000 in seed cash for equity, plus more support down the line.
Okay, so they have this internal setup. But you can't really talk about Iran without considering the external context, right? The challenges.
No, you really can't. And the research is clear. International sanctions are a massive factor shaping the whole environment.
How so, specifically?
Well, think about restrictions on using global financial systems, payment solutions, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's also meant a big drop in foreign investment interest, especially after 2018.
Right.
But here's the interesting twist. This pressure has kind of, well, forced localization, that's the term used.
Forced localization, meaning?
Meaning startups have to develop local alternatives because they can't easily access or use foreign ones. So the limitation actually ends up driving homegrown innovation. Necessity is the mother of invention, quite literally here.
That's fascinating, turning a constraint into a driver. Are there domestic hurdles too, beyond the international ones?
Oh, sure. The sources do mention internal challenges, things like, maybe not enough investment capacity for all the needs of the growing ecosystem.
Okay.
And maybe some gaps in mentorship quality, particularly outside the big city hubs. Plus, the usual difficulties startups face trying to scale up nationally.
So it's definitely not an easy path. You've got international pressure, domestic hurdles.
Not at all easy. But despite all that, what comes through strongly is the resilience of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Truly. It seems this tough environment has maybe uniquely spurred a lot of creativity. You see really strong local solutions emerging, particularly in areas like fintech, as we mentioned, and also e-health.
And there's ongoing support.
Seems so. Continued backing from both the government and the private sector appears crucial for their ongoing evolution. They're not just surviving. They're adapting and finding their own specialized niche.
So when you step back, the Iranian accelerator scene is, well, it's a really compelling example, isn't it? It shows how ingenuity, how entrepreneurship can find a way, can adapt, even thrive under really significant pressure.
It really does.
It makes you think, doesn't it? What does this resilience, this forced creativity, tell us about the fundamental nature of innovation itself, how it manages to push through even when the road is anything but clear? Something to ponder until our next deep dive.